Time now for local news on the Tornado.
The operators of an ethanol plant in North Dakota say the state's first carbon capture and storage project is up and running. Carbon emissions from Red Trail Energy's plant near Richardton are injecting thousands of feet into the earth as a way to combat climate change, as less carbon dioxide is emitted into the atmosphere. Red Trail CEO Gerald Bachmeyer said that after 6 years of research, development, and investment, the company is celebrating the achievement which, quote, establishes a trail for other industries in the state to follow. He went on to say the significance of implementing this project cannot be understated. From the beginning, we wanted to set Red Trail Energy apart from other ethanol plants, and this project puts us ahead of the curve in terms of lowering the carbon intensity of our ethanol, end quote. North Dakota's Industrial Commission approved the project last fall. Governor Doug Burgum, who leads the commission, has a goal of making North Dakota carbon neutral by 2030, which involves striking a balance between the carbon dioxide released within the state and the amount of emissions contained or offset in some way. Burgum has called the state's rock formations as, quote, geological jackpot for having the right elements for permanent carbon dioxide storage. Researchers are saying the state's rocks could store as much as 250 billion tons of carbon dioxide. Red Trail produces a small fraction of that amount each year, 180,000 tons. With a look at your KDDR News, I'm Jared Sleppy reporting.